Justin Rogers is joining us on the WBEN Liveline from the Niagara County Fair, which is underway in Lockport. It's fair time across western New York. The Cattaraugus County Fair, also underway. Erie County's Fair opens next week. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you know, I love fair time because there's always something going on there. I mean, even before the gates open, even before the sun came up this morning, there's activity at the fair, right? Especially in the barns?
Of course. Of course, yep. Well, the animals are always there, and the animals always need tending, you know. And the vendors and the food stands are all getting ready for the crowds that are going to come in today.
Yeah, Niagara County Fair, always a great time. And I'm wondering for you how you look to differentiate yourself a little bit from whether it's the Erie County Fair or a lot of the other events that go on all summer long. Like, what's special at the Niagara County Fair that you can't get anywhere else?
Well, not everybody knows this, but the Niagara County Fair is the largest youth fair in the state. So we try to, you know, center our programming around, you know, family fun entertainment. So we do a lot of programming for the kids. Like, we have entertainment today. We have a dairy magician that's going to be there from 5:30 to 7:30. We also have some things like our tiny Alfred E. Gator Swamp House truck. We'll have a pork chop review act, and we'll have an Oakley the Tree Man kind of strolling through the grounds interacting with the kids and family so that they can take pictures with them. So we have a lot of good programming that's, you know, just family fun and friendly. We love our neighbors at the Erie County Fair. It's a huge venue, but we tend to be a little bit more localized. It's an easier walk, and you know, it's easy to get around and see all the different acts and sample all the, you know, the food stands and get over to the barns with pretty good ease. And that's what we think is kind of nice about the Niagara County Fair.
Yeah, definitely a very family-friendly fair. And, you know, when you were saying that it's the largest youth fair, made me think of 4-H. Isn't 4-H a big part of this?
4-H is huge in our Niagara County community. So we have animal science shows all this week. We had the pig show yesterday and the little dairy clover bud show yesterday for dairy cattle. And we're moving into the larger shows the rest of the week for, you know, poultry and for swine. So and then the big event for our 4-H youth, which is almost the equivalent of the championship game or the state meet or the musical production. You know, this is what they've been trying and preparing for all year long, is getting ready for our 4-H livestock auction. That's on Friday night, where they get to show off their skills and, you know, put their animal on display for our bidders and our auctioneers.
And still, you know, some people don't think of Niagara County as being that big agriculturally, but there's a lot of farms, there's a lot of land out there that's being used for exactly that north of Erie County.
Absolutely. I mean, there are, you know, there's so much agricultural diversity in Niagara County that I think gets overlooked just by maybe some of the larger farms across the nation. But there is just so much going on between dairy farms. We have so many orchards up in Appleton along, you know, Lake Ontario. We've got, you know, the field crops that get grown. We've got all this different agriculture, all this, you know, opportunity in 4-H to teach kids about farm to table, how it gets there through our food system. And a lot of what we rely on here in western New York comes from our Niagara County growers and farmers.
You know, I'm thinking you were talking about the agriculture auction, right? Is it Friday night? I mean, it's got to be emotional for these kids, right? They work all year to raise a farm animal, and then to see it go like that.
Right. I mean, it's a reality check, right? There can be a bond that's kind of built with the animal, but the kids are also kind of know how this process works. They're brought up in farms, and as I've been alluding to, that's the educational experience that we give in 4-H, is about, you know, this is how we're able to put food on our table at night. You know, this is kind of that natural progression that needs to take place, and they understand that, and, you know, they also see this as an investment too. It teaches them about small business, and that they, you know, they understand what their costs are to go in to raise this animal, and then they get to bring it to auction. And we're fortunate in Niagara County that we have some very generous bidders from our local businesses that, you know, bid a high price per pound for these animals, and the kids are not only able to pay themselves back for their costs, but they're also to help save for their college and futures.
Well, that's awesome. And, you know, also goes to show, even if you're not involved in one of these groups, you go by the fair and you see so many kids involved. There's things, I mean, we're talking so much over the last, especially few months, about online safety and all these things with kids. There's stuff to do other than, you know, being on the screen all day that's pretty fun and rewarding.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. I was having a conversation yesterday at the fair just about that kind of experience. All those, you know, those social things, all those soft skills, if you will, about learning how to be a good citizen, learning how to, you know, volunteer, learning how to take care of yourself and your family and your animals, you know, all these traditional, just skills, you get a lot of that development in our 4-H youth education programming. So you can kind of get that experience, be exposed to those things about being a good citizen here in Western New York.
Hey, I hear you have kangaroos at the fair.
We do. The kangaroo keeper talks are actually my kids' favorite part of the fair. They come out a couple times a day and they talk about the animals and, you know, their behaviors and things like that. And then they also have an enclosure where you can go in and interact with the kangaroos. I was actually able to hold a baby kangaroo yesterday, so a little Joey. So I was very happy to be able to do that. And but I know my kids are going to be pushing me over there on Sunday when they come to be able to go check out the kangaroo enclosure.
Well, it is pretty cool. Not every day you get to see the kangaroos hopping around there. Hey, once more, before we let you go, for everybody, Niagara County Fair, when, where, how do you get involved? How do you go?
Sure. So open the next 4 days, starting, you know, including today. We go all the way till Sunday. Hours today through Saturday are 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and we're open 10 to 6 on Sunday. Tickets are $10 a person, $30 for a weekly pass. Kids 6 and under are free, and parking is always free. We do special pricing on Sunday, where it's $7 a person, $20 a carload, and all of our first responders, active duty military, and veterans are free to the fair that day. And we're right up in Lockport, and if you need any more information, you can check out our website at cceniagaracounty.org.
Great. Hey, Justin, have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Justin Rogers, Executive Director of the Niagara County Fair.